Hello, welcome to the Clarity Channel podcast. I'm Kelly Janine, your host today. I'm guiding you to your North Node purpose for self-trust, clarity, creating your higher visions, actualize your Chiron, North Node for channeling your visions. I'm a mentor, intuitive channel astrologer, and a podcaster. And today's episode is on an introduction, part two to Pluto and the water signs. We're going into Pluto and the water signs, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, show where the subconscious surfaces in your life, the what and how of subconscious reflection with Plutonian water energy. The two come together, the signs of water elements and Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, and they come together with Pluto. And there is a real, real sense of transformation. There is destruction. There is loss. But not just in the negative sense, but in the light sense of creating anew, and that what is in the subconscious is arising to the surface, making us aware, allowing us to look at old patterns, allowing us to see what we're doing in the present moment, and whether we're repeating or creating a new cycle for our own awareness, learning to work with the plan of transformation to create a vision for your life and biz. Pluto invites the deepest of awareness around your soul path for clarity. When I speak about the light, when I speak about the shadows of Plutonian energy, I'm necessarily speaking about what creates the most clarity for you. Think of clarity. And when I say loss, destruction, because Pluto can be some very sharp, heavy energy, but necessarily those two, loss, destruction, are not always in the negative. We speak on the light side that they can allow you to release cycles that are no longer serving you, no longer bringing you into your soul path, and that you're becoming aware of what has been in your subconscious for a long time is coming to the surface, is coming into awareness of what is going to create something new for you in your life, in your business, in your career, in your relationships, and that is going to recreate reality for you. That's going to either bring you into closer alignment with the offers, with the career that is most meant for you, what resonates with soul purpose. Pluto in astrology, and like Pluto in the cosmic blueprint, really does, it's really a key point of showing you what experiences may have come up in a past lifetime. It has a lot to do with past lives and like what you were dealing with in the past and how it may resurface and how the energies can direct you or show you the way here in the present moment. And Pluto also has a lot to do with the subconscious. You know, it rules the Scorpio sign. Scorpio has everything to do with going into the depths, going into the shadows, going into what may be uncomfortable and like coming up to the surface again, and that watery and the watery elements, like water gets into everything in all the cracks of existence. It gets into of our realm here in the now and our realm in the higher dimensions. What it's getting into, and that water is, can be found in each and every part of our life. And that with Pluto in charge of it, it can indeed show us what has been blocking you. Pluto often comes up in subconscious work. It also comes up in the Akashic records. It comes up in when you are stepping into leadership. Pluto has a lot to do with personal power on a deep level, how personal power contributes to the collective, contributes to your role within the collective, and that how that will manifest for you. And that can be enacted, it can be a passive process. So Pluto tends to be a very, very active, but also yet a passive role in your own journey. And that Pluto is not usually seen on a small scale, though it is a small planet. It's the outermost planet in the universe, or in our known universe, that is. And that Pluto, necessarily, when I say small, when I say big, I don't mean in the physical sense. I don't mean like someone's personality or your value system. I meant how it comes up in the surface of the subconscious, how it comes up to conscious awareness and creates clarity. And usually when you understand and become aware of your Pluto sign, you don't necessarily keep it like as level that's small, it necessarily becomes an integral part of your own healing journey. Just as a water sign's got so much to do with self-healing, so does Pluto become so much a self-healing journey, because what has been lost, what is destructed, is necessarily a part of our own self-healing. Thank you so much for joining me here today.